Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last we left Jake Gelman, they were headed, FAU was headed to Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes. He picked the game pretty well. Last week, though, Jake got a little bit full of himself thinking that FAU was going to roll UCF. Never happened, but certainly this is a week where FAU starts getting things back on track. And as he does every other week from the Palm Beach Post, Jake Gelman is kind enough to join us. Jake, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I mean, I'm never going to live down picking FAU to beat UCF, but other than that, I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me on.
Top 20 team you're betting in. you got a chance to see UCF firsthand. Not a bad organization they've built over the last 4 or 5 years there. But you have an FAU team that has shown in the first two games that they are ready to break out. They've got some talent, a lot of young kids. People are ready to step up. How are things going and moving forward now? You got those two pretty tough games against top 20 teams out of the way. Now kind of like settle into a little bit more of a comfortable schedule. What's the feeling around Boca Raton?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all saw most likely an 0-2 start. You start off with Ohio State, and then you play one of, if not the best, Group of Five program in UCF. And, you know, I think we expected it, but the surprising thing is just how those two games went. You know, right now the offensive line is really struggling. The defense has been hit or miss. You know, they played really well for most of the Ohio State game. They played well at times against UCF, but still not there. The receivers still trying to figure out what's going to happen there. So, you know, there's been some progress. There's a lot to be figured out, and it all starts in a few days against Ball State.
You take a look at your head coach, and certainly Lane Kiffin is the type of guy he's a realist. And obviously you take a look at somebody who's been there, done that. He's been in basically every situation from the positive and the negative standpoint. What's his feeling? I mean, he has to, you know, obviously against Ohio State and UCF, you're going to see things that you don't like. But certainly you have to see a lot of things that maybe he perhaps never envisioned that are working out from a positive standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke to him Saturday night after the game and Sunday, and you can tell that he is mostly concerned, you know, really concerned with the offensive line. I think he feels that Chris Robinson, the quarterback, had a really fine, you know, good enough game against Ohio State, then took a step back against UCF. So, you know, there's been a positive here and there. Linebacker Achilles Leroy has been great at middle linebacker. Devon Brown, who we've talked about, right, he's really stepped up at safety. The two tight ends, Harrison Bryant and John Rain from the Miami area, they've been fine. But, you know, like I said, there's a lot that needs to be figured out in these next couple weeks for Kiffin to be feeling more confident in his team.
You know, you do take a look at some of these kids, and then you mentioned John Rain, Westminster Christian in Miami, a guy who's got now he's got enough experience to feel a lot more comfortable. You have leadership on this team, and obviously I think it showed a lot more last week than it did in Ohio State, although there were a lot of people who were really pleasantly surprised the way they played up in Columbus. But you take a look at last week, and you have some of your junior, senior kids who've been around the system for a while. Is it about time that they kind of like take over as well and be those leaders and kind of ease some of those younger guys and the first year guys in a little bit more? Because obviously the coaches can do so much, but usually you're around the kids, you listen more to your peers sometimes than you do to an authoritative figure like a coach.
Definitely. I think that, you know, in these next few weeks, we need to see some of the kids from Kiffin's first class of 2017 really take that step forward. You know, you look at this team, maybe three or four guys from his first two classes, you know, this normally would be the year that you have most of those guys contributing. There's only a couple guys that you really feel comfortable with. I mentioned Kiki Leroy. I like Karan Hafiz at the outside linebacker. They call it the star, but not enough of those guys. I feel like FAU is mostly still relying on the Partridge guys, Harrison Bryant, Devon Brown, John Rain, Rashad Smith, all great players. It's nothing against them. It's just you need those third-year guys and those second-year guys who have been in the system, been with these coaches, to finally take that next step.
Yeah, no doubt. Jake Elman joining us, covers FAU for the Palm Beach Post. And not only that, you had one of those crowds on Saturday night where there's a lot of UCF fans in South Florida, and the distance between Orlando and here is not so bad. Pleasantly surprised with a good spirited crowd, and I know that kind of helped the kids. You're on the road in Columbus, and certainly you don't expect a lot of FAU contingency, but you do at home. And what was the crowd like? Because I did see bits and pieces of it. It seemed like a kind of a spirit crowd from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, FAU said it was the largest crowd in program history, about 30,800, which obviously is great, bigger than the Miami crowd 3 years ago or 4 years ago now. And you know, really good to see the FAU student section come out. Obviously, as somebody who graduated from FAU, I remember sitting in the student section alone. And now, you know, they moved the section behind the visitors' bench. You got the kids with the Defend Paradise flag. You know, they're yelling. They're all happy to be there. There were some other issues with, you know, some of the game day operation stuff, long lines. They ran out of the water bottles. You know, the water fountains weren't working. But in terms of the crowd itself, you know, Athletic Director Brian White has talked about, we want to be the hometown team. Well, you know, you start off with the students. I think that they see a team that can play really well and a beautiful stadium. And, you know, for your fringe fan, you get some of those kinks ironed out. You know, why not go to more games?
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's really not a bad seat in that place. I mean, it was well constructed for that. You know, obviously down the road could be expandable, but for right now it suits its purpose. You have enough followers locally where you should be able to fill that place. You know, I don't care who the opponent is. You know, like my buddy always says, you know, the home team needs to have the advantage. Sometimes you kind of guess when it's in Miami, sometimes you get a lot of the visiting crowd, but FAU certainly should have that, Jake, and they're building towards it. Again, thanks as always for joining us, keeping us up to date with FAU football. Everybody will follow you. You're doing podcasts now. You're the man of the world, and we're excited to have you all the time. And again, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for having me on, Blue. Have a great night.
Good stuff. Jake Elman, Palm Beach Post, authority big time on FAU.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.